You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix. DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy, DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli. You checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond. Rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up? This your homeboy, Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. I'm keeping it real, baby, down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict.
The civilized turn vilified. The sinner's lie, you've been ill-advised.
DJ King Flo.
Sick in disguise, dropping blood in my eye. Stars aligned against the Pisces, kill the Gemini.
Mixtape Addict.
Y'all fair weather storms, when scorned, I change climates. The chessboard, I make moves, play your assignment. You knocking on death's door, I'm the respondent. In rest bone, raiders, I leave silent. Now breathe honest, we hooked on knowledge to rule the phonics. In a game I use, knuckles stay a sonic. Plagues is bubonic, swimming in gin and tonic. Ironic how it always get the best of me. I smoke the Dutch, dawn the dusk. It's hard to trust, jealous ones fool me twice. Though I don't deserve a fuck. I'm in a hallway surrounded by some Roman busts. I'm trying to live forever, I ain't trying to have Caesar's luck. As much.
Hey, you see where we go. Fireworks blast, ego shot, that's a street show. Street show, gotta pay with pride when that heat blow. Heat blow, head up to the skies, but my feet low. Now what we's got to do? Pick up obstacles and make shots possible. Pay the full, maybe unlock lockables. We break the code,
saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Shoot the themes, riddle symphonies, here's the trilogy. I'm cutthroat guillotine. This the art of dialogue, my deal is big as jeans. You tell the truth, they intervene. Saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Shoot the themes, riddle symphonies, here's the trilogy. Saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Shoot the themes, riddle symphonies, here's the trilogy. Saw myself in the forbidden screen, unload the message. Shoot the themes, riddle symphonies, here's the trilogy.
Cutthroat
guillotine. It's the art of dialogue, my deal is big as jeans. You tell the truth, they intervene. Break the needle, silky screens. Let the paint bleed until it's dry. Now the stage set the scene, I mean, I'm lost and far between the crossroads. I play the game to change consoles. Marbles in a box, I tripped and lost those. I rap the lost souls, put my heart up out my torso. The way the sauce glow, I sold it back and made the cost low. With no surprise though, applaud me twice for my bravado. As far as I go, I want the views of Mar-a-Lago. Now tell Tonto, no talk, pay pronto. The type of time I'm on, show movado. Crack the egg and hatch the plan. A couple hours on a half a zan. Stick the stage up while I laugh and dance, ha ha.
The motherfucking gold chain. We'll bring it to anybody. What was left was dead animals and hung juries. The general speaking. Fucking face them. What was left was dead animals and hung juries. Of war in my collection. Heavy metal vests. Pirates of the papyrus. We coming for that treasure chest. Highly sedated. Silently waited. For this day and age to crash the economy and leave it inflated. See what I'm saying? I smash burger the beats. Further the streets. Top earner pop. Burners and tweak. Over your shoulders, I'ma have you looking for coming at me crooked. Even your mother won't come and see you, cause you'll be hard to look at. Casket closed. If I got a problem with you, trust me, you'll be the last to know and the first to go. Gangstar, take it personal. These personal, these personal.
DJ King Flo.
Hit the store, cop a bag of trees. Screaming at the counter like, I make my chopped cheese. Cop fees, travel seas, all the knock needs. Made it out the ground by the grace of a poppy seed. I head out, leave my residence from where the peasants live. Try to set precedent for future presidents. Inherit the hell, well is my inheritance.
wiping my hands clean off the dirt, I'm clear of evidence. You see my preference, shake grounds, come step with this big bobble. Paying respect, I take reverence. This ain't no reference, one take, let's settle this. Give them the package, pack up your baggage and take the severance. Lisa Fiji, how I Vinny Vidi came and saw. Conquer all, tag your wall while you aim and draw. Kawada claw before the knee, boy, I came to ball. I might laugh, but shit ain't funny at all. Know what I'm talking about? I'm such a basket case. Money on my mind, drugs written on my face. Now give me space, let me breathe, let me breathe and wait.
Thank you, 90,000. 90,000 to place, 95,000. 100,000, Daria, you're in. At $100,000, Dr. Fonda, it's yours. At $100,000.
I rap full core demo of fans that went hand to hand. A few homies that came home without taking a stand. The everyday man working, but has them a plan. They all buy merch and listen to me as much as they can. Right. No two rappers alike. Think the underground don't get pussy, ask my wife. Infidelity got me apologizing for life, looking sorry. My last hug came with a knife. I had enough for some ice and took my uncle's advice. Said save your money, Neff, you know the streets have a price. I bought weed for the block, put seeds in the stocks. Modified Glocks just to squeeze on the ops. Never begged for a shot, I took it and ran. They talked about me in the hood while I was out in Japan. Spent nights at the St. Regis. In the lobby with my do-rag on, rocking my ancestors' features. The higher up, the less people you see. The more money that you make, the less things that you need. Don't let the devil fill your heart up with greed. Like us, they bleed. I superseded where they thought I would be. On the seventh floor, they don't make them like this anymore. They try to tell us we ain't fit through the door. Bish me Allah, snowman stopping my guard. Me and Etho sounding harder than the primo with the primo. This year, this year.
In a booth, spoken truth is ghetto youth. Salute the realism, actuality, your living proof. Ghetto guards, we spitting raw, the casualties of war. You know the law, we came from nothing, so I'm out for getting more. Only smoking from the soul, the Bible is the manuscript. Last of a dying breed from the street evangelist. Catalyst for movement, truth is music, not amusement. Rooted from the circus, shit is pure and not diluted. I was lava, and love the rough will come a diamond. And my errors are shining, make collages with saliva. When school was not desired, this was fuel just for the fire, fortify life for the lives of survivors. Most won't pray to Christ as the streets as cold as ISIS. Beast to my Aeolites and those that made the sacrifices. Many never make it just to see another day. The gift of gabbing prices that you pay, so dreams don't fade away. Dreams don't fade away. Wasn't new, my point of view from different latitudes. My attitudes are different, simply checking if you dropping jewels. From 9 to 5ers or you hustlers or riders. Watch us move my vitals, worries turning, spinning like a vinyl. Till my breath is final weapons, life is testing. My intestines, sentences like the last will and testament. For never doubting where I'm from and what it's all about. Forced to take another route, cause some don't ever make it out. Sticking to the basics, never face your glaces. Hot on aces, liquor with no chases. Enemies are changing faces. And we never let it rest, unless it's too much time invested. Focus on the message, navigate my exit. We gave the best of us, treacherous to elegance, and kicking up dust was a must from birth to exodus. Maneuver as we navigate this Rubik's Cube of music. Rest in peace to pioneers and more disasters.
DJ King Flow.
What are we talking about? Practice mix.
Yeah, with other brown boy rapping and stepping like he was stepping behind the three when he wet him. Golden States when I'm rapping, California rap your section. Los Angeles, grab your weapon, gun of choice, Smith and Wesson. Protection from my profession. I'm not trying to be a casualty to RIP. Dead rappers' faces painted on a fresh white tee. It's all I see. One down multiplied by three. They be like, you're not really outside. That's fine by me. We the hardest rappers coming out of LAC. We from the same exact city, dog, but you not me. I can't hang out with no man that don't raise his seed. Look how he do his flesh and blood. How he gon' do me? Reporting live from the body, or ever since I was snotty nose, I had a pile of hoes that let me stick it where they potty goes. I'm like Vominos, rapping for Mexicanos, Chicanos. We throwing monos. These vatos finally professional. It's practice. iPhone ringing, I think it's destiny calling. A pool of money, power, respect, and I'm cannonballing. So appalling, I ain't signing shit. These labels lowballing. I'm better off eyeballing they ball. Stick the protocoling. Double barrel sawed off, call me Jigsaw. I'm pissed off, cause I'm currently going through a withdrawal. 3 a.m. shirt stained with some lip gloss. If this life's a video game, then meet the last boss. Bust down
Blizzard named by my clientele. They not really addicts, they just like the way it smell. I took my options and I weighed them on that fishy scale. Now I'm flipping more quarters than a wishing well. I got on by this strand smacking like a chancla. I've been burning like a yanta, always lighting up the planta. For respect, I put this cold steel to your banta. All I needed was a chanta, now nobody me aguanta.
DJ King Flow.
I think my ear for production is getting crazy. Yeah. 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 I think my ear for production is getting crazy.
DJ King Flow.
It's that soul. That grown man vibe, growing pains. Watch how I moonwalk on this shit.
Mixtape, man.
Look. Chasing papers, the only option. The streets not only talking, my nigga, you know she watching. Of course her brother gon' go for broke, but they hope we stopping. I'm winning, bro, I ain't just bagging bitches, I'm trophy shopping. Kept a couple, got some tricks in my bag. Check my duffel, once the cards hit the table, my nigga, respect the shuffle. It's money over bitches, you gotta protect the hustle. You don't put in work at least once a day, it affects your muscles. Don't get lazy, later may never come. Forget the maybes, be careful counting your money. Be cautious picking your lady, cause all these niggas is shady. It's so damn distorted, people that can't afford it be thinking they gotta get the Mercedes, we smarter. You gon' die for something and be a martyr. Hip hop, what they know about this legacy, we a part of. Nino Brown in the flesh, this building gon' be the Carter. Till we go down swinging like we a Sparta. I'm right where I'm supposed to be at this moment. I'm embracing my run. I put all belief in the God, I put my faith in my gun. I put all the street shit aside, no longer chasing, I'm done. After all the weakness and pride, I knew the great shit would come. And it finally did. We was grimy as kids, them apartments was tiny. Now I'm about to buy me the crib. Go ahead and try me, nigga. Can't no one deny me and live. This that machine gun funk, the shit remind me of Big. I'm getting money, hoes screaming one more chance. The OG that made the type of moves the young boys can't. You niggas done for, champ. I even seen the devil waiting for me in the pale moonlight for one more dance. I told him no, I ain't selling my soul. Bro should know once them heavenly gates closing, then where am I supposed to go? I put God over money, that shows that I chose to grow. I'm still stacking my paper for those that know. It's pain, it's pain.
Hey, yo, man, man, Rodney Sage. It's your boy Rex.
DJ King Flow.
Hey, yo.
Mixtape
Black Dickens. Whispers on the block in the block, listen. Ripping on the knot, crooked cops on the watch. Water drop in the trap, no pot to piss and either piss or get off the pot. The plot thickens. Whispers on the block in the block, listen. Ripping on the knot, crooked cops on the watch. Water drop in the trap, no pot to piss and either piss or get off the pot. Look, surveillance, the tales, we made sales and prevail. Cause we hailed the struggle was temporary, the fail was never an option. Clocking hours in the bottom, bare was the apartment. Where watching teams become fiends was cyclical nature. Darts on boards, we play games. Attempts to monopolize yards for the gaze of the streets. The eyes told me the streets be alive. OGs, as old hours be wise. Never sympathize with many men. Wishing death rolling dies. Vocalize the boulevard rise of the gentrified side. Skyscrapers to the heavens, our neighbors. Reverence where their lies, our saviors. Avenues, views, bandanas, fused. Multicolored, most of numbers of the cereal scraped off thin. Metal tossed to heat. All the summers keep going up. The life and times of most of us growing up. The plot thickens. Whispers on the block. In the block, listen. Gripping on the knot, crooked cops on the watch. Water drop in the trap, no pot to piss and either piss or get off the pot. The plot thickens. Whispers on the block, in the block, listen. Gripping on the knot, crooked cops on the watch. Water drop in the trap, no pot to piss and either piss or get off the pot.
1, 2.
Funky DJ King Flow.
1, 2.
Funky Fresh.
1, 2.
On the track.
Mixtape,
man. Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour. Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour.
I'm here.
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour.
I'm here.
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour.
Yeah.
Money in your pocket, dying to move your body.
Teflon down in real life, yeah, I'm him. Yeah. You'll never see this twice, cause I'm him. Yeah. Can't do yesterday's price, cause I'm him. Yeah. Stepping on him, spinning like Mike, yeah, I'm him. Yeah. Him.
You the birthday, you the main character, you in first place. Yeah, you caked up, the pussy's thirsty. Got my ops down bad in the worst way.
niggas, young niggas, everybody telling. One time rap beat to three time felon. Whenever niggas wanna get saved, they start yelling. Fast forward, all this rewind that I'm selling. Down bad, niggas is up, we won't stop. Louis V sent to the crib, we don't shop. A nigga lit on TikTok, they all clocking. Why you watching me? I'm just watching. Shit wasn't Gucci, man, nobody ever liked me. Robbing niggas so icy, cause I'm shiesty. Ain't no pussy like new pussy. I ain't never been pussy, but you pussy.
Fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour. Fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour. Fresh, dressed to impress, ready to pour. Money in your party, in your party, in your party.
Young. C'est pas du rap de riche, c'est du rap de niche. Fais place au maître de cérémonie, c'est révolu.
Frérot,
c'est mieux du triche, et parle-nous ton speech. Fais place au maître de cérémonie, faites les bonnes. C'est des comiques, des acteurs, des stand-uppers. Au lieu de me taper des barres, je me barre. Je suis mort de peur, mais manque de peau. J'ai encore quelques atouts dans ma manche, t'explique. J'ai un as de pique à la place du cœur. En ce moment, les affaires tournent, c'est doux, c'est bon pour le moral. C'est la compagnie qui vous pèse à les crier à l'oral. Je suis chef de la chorale, dans le zef, ton accolade. Non, c'est une blague, je me suis rigolade. Comme un boxeur, je calcule pas qu'on me passe la pommade en mouvement. Comme un nomade, tu lis au lit avec une limonade. Flex, tabeu, on adhère et on adore. Gars, fais péter Muscador avec une chiffonnade. 9-3 chiffonnage, sur quoi une tape griffonnage. Merci Rapline, Olivier, quand est-ce que tu nous dis ton âge? La vibe te monte au nez, mais c'est pas de la moutarde. C'est pas passement la salade, je t'envoie la rhubarbe. C'est pas du rap de riche, c'est du rap de niche. Faites place au maître de cérémonie, c'est révoluche. Frérot, c'est mieux tu triches, épargne-nous ton speech. Faites place au maître de cérémonie, c'est révoluche.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn.
DJ King Flow.
Boom, walls closing in, getting
mixed.
Mixtape
addict. You under pressure.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. My sense of self and my mental health.
Common signs of depression. You might feel sadness or hopeless. Outsiders never see the fire cause it's smokeless.
You under pressure.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn.
You under pressure.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn.
You under pressure.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn.
DJ King Flow.
And my mental health.
Mixtape
signs of depression. You might feel sadness or hopeless. Outsiders never see the fire cause it's smokeless. Might have insomnia or sleep too much. Either you lose your appetite or you eat too much. Irritability, various mood swings. Seems like there is nothing to enhance or improve things. Hard to make decisions and can't concentrate. Laying in your bed in a semi-conscious state. Having thoughts of death or suicide. Crucified for the things you threw aside. Neglecting responsibilities and stop being social. Used to speak your mind, now you're not even vocal. This is global, nobody is exempt. Going through a rough patch, feeling like life is contempt. Hold your head, people try to maintain. Cause hard times can really put a strain on your brain. Never give up on yourself. I support great mental health. You gotta know your health is your wealth. And never give up, try to talk.
Check.
You
know a nigga get that.
DJ King Flow.
Let me talk my shit.
Big
hey, the dial on my neck, but I don't play tennis. $250,000 in the car ain't rented. Get blue notes from a 1,009 pennies. These 16 bars need a dime each sentence. Automobile K when I check my minutes. Feel like Sakura, I run through women. Check the bank account, say a nigga got plenty. Light wing stop, that's a whole lot of chicken. Drip so hard like a nigga went swimming. LB skateboard, P my tennis. They ain't got a whole mind, but I ain't no dentist. I can have my way cause you see me winning. Get a cat, hell, I don't drive no Hemi. Shoot my shot, that's a Hellcat semi. Monogram print all over my linen. Sick of broke nigga just came from the clinic. Only do tens cause it match my image. Anything less than the A my limit. No hater, hate to see me pass my innit. Looking like a nigga just ate 3 lemons. Money my hoe and I don't plan on cheating. Like Papoose got dead by Remy. Came from the trenches, where we play the win till the clock say zero every time we scrimmage. Stand on business, don't pump fake, I'ma use my pivot. 911, I don't use them digits. Help myself like food in the kitchen. I just beat the pussy, don't abuse no women. I'ma treat beef like a new iPhone. For the right price, anybody gon' get it. I be in the bank, never in my feelings. Wild out of y'all, now the y'all runs deep.
All this shit is muscle memory, I'm doing it with ease. If you don't believe me, then why? Tryna paint a picture, depicting the perfect vision. I've been working on the plot.
DJ King Flow.
I told him nothing else matters. I'm feeling like I'm a Metallica, nigga, I let it rock. I understand that my talent's a commodity. They're looking at me like a
cash crop for the income. They tryna shoot a nigga down, so I can't run. Smoking up too many blunts, I'm coughing up a lung. I'm just competing with myself like I'm the only one. The alpha, omega, the leader, the player, competitor, the greatest, but never the savior, defeated, the hater, and roasted the majors without a handout. Cause ain't nobody giving you favors, you gotta take what you want in this life. Bitch, I'm talking on sight. I was in the studio working on a new flow, fucking up a dope beat, at it all night. I just wanna reflect, treat it like a reflex. I'ma get it off my chest when I write. I don't wanna hear shit, most of my peers is trash with the pen, that shit is all hype.
DJ King Flow,
cause you don't actually need it, but one thing I know.
Mixtape Addicts,
running in the rat race, trying to get the same piece of cheese like the rest. Speaking down on the next man when you ain't got shit yourself. Living off greed like it's all you need to attain that wealth.
DJ King Flow.
Growing in, it was hard to listen. Didn't know who to trust was hard to guess. Paying them lawyers was hard to stress. Case after case, secret indictment. Feds hit your pockets, coming like light.
Oh shit, I'm the biggest sin. Little Mike smelling like a chillin' dinner. The biggest shit that been on the web since Peter Parker and the nigga Venom. My angel told me you like Michael Jordan. You can be the GOAT or you can be a sinner. I ain't homophobic, I just got a problem with a street nigga going Caitlyn Jenner. Hallelujah, Jesus take the wheel. This their last supper and I'm making dinner. They wouldn't let me in the industry. I caught a B&E, I had to break it in. Can't cross a nigga like you CP3. He ain't make the cut, I gotta take it. Clip. Looked up the greatest in the dictionary. I ain't see my face, I need to change the
Thank
picture.
Thank God for pulling me out the darkness. Growing in, it was hard to listen. Know who to trust was hard to guess. Paying them lawyers a lot of stress. Case after case, secret indictment. Feds hit your pockets, coming like light.
The shock of his violent death still haunts my mind. My nights are troubled by strange dreams.
Raise my hand, it's the fallen man, the unforgiven. Burn force, first souls, I'm in pole position.
DJ
Damn
King
the
Club.
Devil's on the bridge of the outer limits. Battlefield in the blood, pick me with the spirits. Madman on the loose, fit the picture image. Screams, they died down to the sound of crickets. All is calm, I doubt shit will ever be sweet. Dark fleet, gunshots catch you oblique. Cold feet, throw a party on the cliff's edge. 3 a.m., I'm out summoning the dead. Work early, it's the bird and the man's folly. Chop him down, wrap him up, burn the body. Sorry, it's just a quick draw, Dirty Harry. I walk in with a stick, like it's open carry. Chain metal, bandolier over the vest. Legion, I'm the ghost in your toy chest. Rest, lounge of thrones in Dracula's castle. What the hell's in the box? That's a bloody parcel. One heart, one ear, two metatarsals. Black flame in your fade, I'm a terrasso. Panic stations when I walk along the pavements. Scores to settle, many prior engagements. It's a gift for the gods, sacrifice pending. Fuck being a gamer.
I'm an odd fellow, puffing wood-tipped cigarello. Gargoyle perched in the bellow, sipping limoncello. The opposite of make-a-wish, drag a snitch stitch to a truck hitch on your shifted Abercrombie and fit. I'm an odd fellow, puffing wood-tipped cigarello. I'm an odd fellow puffin' 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 wood-tipped cigarello. Gargoyle perched in the bellow, sippin' limoncello.
DJ
the opposite of make a wish, drag a snitch stitch to a truck hitch on your shifted Abercrombie and Fitch. Full throttle, blasting out the crypt with Yotto. Operations intricate like building ships in a bottle. We had to flip the plot, so X marks the spot, and they can find you tied up right behind the big lots.
What?
Reduce your frame to nothing, fucking prolapse veins are gushing, getting hazed by the whole crew blazed. 30 seconds in the mosh pit crazed with the boombox soldiers. Hanzo blades raised, make the blood run colder. Invade your fucking space like Mambo Italiano. I'd write rhymes if I went blind like Feliciano. Abbiamo fatto questo, cazzo in the mano. It's looking bleak, bitch.
So bang this with the 45 stainless.
Come back when your money's straight.
Talk that gangsta shit until it happens.
Prepare to fear,
prepare to fear.
shit, I'll stick your windpipe. You'll see the light, I'll have you praying to Christ. Fucking with the wrong one, you better value your life. I'm a killer on these drums, yo, come and get some. Hey, yo, Biggs, line them up, next victim. I feel sorry for these bitch asses. The legends co-sign my shit, you at the label giving lap dance. I'm for the culture, I'm enhancing. You hang around sucking dick like you romancing. I'm just planning how to take the ransom and grandson. Carve a next in between your eyes, Charles Manson. Sick honky with a twisted mind. Every line I choose to write burns in their mind like Poppy's finest shine. I'm whipping mine, double up with the heavy nine. 100 mad take over Sonic Speed.
Combination of inspiration and fascination, ambitious statement, emancipation of fearful thinking, foolish drinking, money spending without fruitful endings.
Come on,
the rules are bending, the plots are wicked, the politicking is politricking, lots of riches, they block your vision. So you fit in the system of crime and set traps as vain to innocent minds. Daddy never tried to be a gangster. But these hood streets got me taking chances. Had a 357, not dancers. What you say, hammer? Oh yeah, can't touch. I be manifesting moments. Remember when I wrote it, or said it, recorded, no edit. Then it's terrace, Mountain View panels. On the move, don't know what's on the news, mammo.
Big steppers, chin checkers, inhalers. Business buyers, hanging flyers for retailers. They careless and they careless, but we fearless. That means we fearless, not fearless, not fearless.
Night shift at the trap, look at the cable, half brick on the table. It's such, make no mistake, don't get it mistaken. Cold temperature flaking, shaving all this. Young and I can learn you something.
Cranberry lamb with the turkey stuffing. Drakey with the shoulder strap, ship through Russian customs. Trunk in the fresh, not philophagous. My little nigga hold heat, I bought a mother mitch.
Lethal, he my shooter, he gon' bleed you for Medusa sin. Tweakers and them tutors, still on Finkel selling two for ones. Used to care, now I can care less. That's unless you was dead or still a slate trying to get squared away, but can you move a square? Then to live on the road, my whole criminal career was like a snow globe. So I brought my bitch back a souvenir. Most perfect is flow, tell me, who can you compare? When it come to no squarey cubes, let's play truth or dare. Promise to repeat after me, Mr. Consignment says. Let's play a game of hide and seek. Now help me find this bread. Line of heads up, pocket stuffed in my designer threads. Bumped it to my youngin', and he laced me with a line of red. Don't deal in feelings when I spit it, it's all straight facts. A nigga play with Jack, get a switchy, that dog face tap. PDQing could be doing an all day nap. I know some niggas doing all day game, all day back.
Shift the trap, flick it through cable, half brick on the table. It's such. Make no mistake, don't get it mistaken. Cold temperature flaking, shaving all this. Young and I can learn you something.
Cranberry lamb with the turkey stuff, turkey stuff.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Let's get to it then. It's King Flow, your host of the Mixtape Addict Radio Show, aka the most syndicated hip hop show on the planet, man. 300 and more stations playing the show. We're here in the building, and today, my special guest is none other than Chat Leezy in the building. How are you, bro?
Peace, peace. Shout out to my man King Flow, Mixtape Addict, man. Thank y'all for having me. Fifth Chamber Philosophy out now. Let's go, Baba.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing but that good hip hop, man. We've been playing the joints on the show for those that heard the previous episodes. Nothing but dope shit, man. But we're going to talk about that. But before all that, I think you know the tradition of the show, my man. Who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Oof, man, my all-time favorite DJ. I'm gonna say two. I'm gonna say okay. two for me. Two that means special to me. Both from New York. First for me, Funkmaster Flex. For me is like has been just growing up, being in the car, listening to him, breaking records, throwing the flex bombs, the rants. Like only Flex could get away with that, and his personality and everything to me has always been special. The second person is DJ K Slay, RIP DJ K Slay.
Yes,
phenomenal DJ, and not only a phenomenal DJ, you know, when you think hip hop, you think Five Elements. DJ K Slay embodied Five Elements. He's known for being a DJ, but he was Five Elements at the time when Five Elements was literally like pillars, like literally just created and things. And I remember just being a kid and listening to his shows, the Drama King Hour on Hot 97 and everything, and just being a kid, like 11 o'clock at night, midnight, just put my headphones on with the stereo speakers and just bumping and listening to him. And, you know, he was also one of the DJs that you would first go to when you was first doing your radio runs in New York City. So, yep. You know, K-Slay was very responsible for breaking a lot of up-and-coming acts out the town. So, yeah, those two definitely.
Yeah. Rest in peace to K-Slay. You know, he was known even before DJing in the graffiti world. You know, he was a super dope graffiti artist. He killed it with the mixtapes. He always put people on. You know, he was the one and the only one that could pull up a move like that with the 100 rappers, you know, when 200 rappers on the same track. You know, amazing for the culture, man. So, this guy, K-Slay, is really missed, man. I'm like you. When I was a kid, I used to bump his mixtapes. You know, he could be the mixtapes that he did on his own. Also, the one with Papoose, of course, you know.
Of course.
Definitely a legend. And rest in peace to K-Slay, man.
R.I.P., man. R.I.P.
Yes, sir. And talking about mixtapes and all that, you know, K-Slay being one of the mixtape kings, man, of all time. You, Shaleezy, do you miss the mixtape format?
I do. I miss the energy that came with the mixtape format. You know, there was a time period where you would discover your favorite acts from the mixtape circuit. I remember being a kid going to Canal Street in the city and having to go find these mixtapes. And then you get the mixtapes and you find out not just the famous rappers or the people that were about to blow up, but then you would find, you know, on track 20 or track 25, like just random hole in the wall artists you've never heard of. Like, yo, who's that person? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I miss that kind of energy, that mixtape energy, that Smack DVD energy. You know, it was our social media before social media. If you wanted to be in the know, you had to go through the mixtape circuit. So yeah, it is a little bit of a buzzkill. You know, I do miss it. It is very reminiscent. And you know, but at the same time, you know, life changes. You know, discovery of artists change. But it's just one of those moments where, you know, you just had to be there. And I was just glad to just, you know, just be there. You know, just witnessing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a part of it, but I was witnessing it. And it's one of those things that drew me into making music even more.
Yeah, for sure. I think it gave artists more freedom, you know, when it comes to their art. Like, you can do whatever you want, talk about whatever you want, use whatever beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, the inspiration had no limit, you know?
100%. And I mean, it was raw, it was authentic, you know? Whoever had beef with whoever, you found out on the Smack DVD, you know, you learned about battle rap, you learned about diss records, and, you know, some of the biggest records that ended up making it on the radio was first on the mixtape circuit, and then it just leaked its way into the radio. It was a very special time.
It was a super special time, and I remember some dudes, I can't remember the name exactly, down south. I know they sold like 500,000 copies of their mixtape. They had
that's
a van.
Big drama.
Yeah. That's right. And they had a van, you know, with a number on it, like platinum in the streets. Man, it's so dope when you think about it, like the power of mixtapes, like printing your own shit and being able to go platinum in the streets. It's crazy, man.
Oh yeah, I mean it was the earliest way to prove that you could sell records, and then if you could sell through there, then there was no problem for you to get through to the label, because once the label realized that you were doing this independently or in this mixtape circuit, it was nothing for them to give you a budget. And this was at the time when the budgets were starting to close in a little bit too.
Yep.
But it was still considerable.
Mm-hmm. And can we expect maybe a mixtape or compilation from you, like with some unreleased stuff or, you know, freestyles from back in the days, you know, goldies like that?
Oh man, I mean, there's definitely, I've always thought about just putting little compilations of just old freestyles that I've put together. What I've tried to do, and I tried to do this last year, you know, I put out a project called Baba's Secret Tape, which is my first ever self-produced album. And what I did with that is I released 4 songs from the tape on streaming platforms, and the rest of the album you had to purchase on my website. And when you purchased it, it came in a cassette with a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
When you got the QR code, you had access to my Google Drive. And inside the Google Drive, it was like a vault of just unreleased music, instrumentals that I produced, and music videos. So I try to upload a lot of content through there. So the people that have purchased the cassette is able to get access to that world. And I'm gonna continue to build into that world, because the secret tape world is gonna be like my little world of producing beats, rapping on the beats. So people who like the beats and they wanna rap on it, they can purchase the cassettes. Mm-hmm. And rap on the beats, or if they want to hear the music, they can hear that. It's like my little streaming platform mixtape compilation. I try to merge my worlds together, you know.
That's dope. Where do you get that creativity in terms of marketing?
Well, I just look at where the market is right now. I think that streaming is like kind of like the new radio for independent artists. And you know, instead, I know a lot of people would wish that they could make more money on streams. My answer to that is, you know, you throw your best record, your best single, and you put it out there for streaming platforms. And if they like the single, then they'll come out and support the project. And by supporting it, you know, you can buy a physical copy and get digital access and make the experience personal with the consumer. You know, so yep. Just try to find ways for the consumer to support.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of the hip hop entrepreneurs that inspired you to think this way?
Oh, I mean, the first two that come to mind is like Jay-Z and 50 Cent too. Like 50 Cent is one of those guys that we were talking about the mixtape circuit, right? Like he's, to me, if we're talking like early 2000s, he was one of the pioneers of the mixtape circuit, just putting music out, putting Shock Value Records out, getting a buzz, and utilizing a lot of that as a tool to get recognition and creating a bit of a fan base. Obviously with Jay, you know, he has like a business mindset a lot of the times, and has come up particularly. He was one of the first artists, as far as independence goes, that I feel like carried himself in a very business model, you know, corporate structure. You know, for a guy that came in with, you know, him and his business partners, they came in with a very business-like corporate structure that I really admired. And I don't have business partners, but I am the business partner, and I try to adopt a lot of what those gentlemen did in terms of business moves and apply it to my movement and consistently built.
Yeah, man, it's dope that you're a man wearing different hats, you know, like you're good with the marketing, good with the beats, good with the rapping, you know, so you really, you know, triple threat with it, man. And if you had like advice to give to, you know, upcoming rappers that are wanting to, you know, follow the same path, you know, being like a entrepreneur, producer, rapper, like what's some of the mistakes that they should avoid? What do you think?
Well, I personally think, you know, many people won't agree with me, but I feel like today is the best time more than any other time. If you're really passionate about making music, this is the best time to do it, because you don't, you could save yourself the trouble and not spend as much money as maybe I did when I was first starting out. Because I mean, I'm sure you've been around for a long time as well. You know how difficult it was to get studio equipment. You know how difficult it was to shoot a music video, putting together music, marketing and stuff. And before the game was even digital like that. Today, I mean, the game is super digital. I mean, you don't really even need much. Equipment is very affordable now. You know, yep. You need a laptop, a microphone, you know. I would avoid paying for videographers. I've been going on a big campaign about that. If I were them, I'd take my camera phone right off my phone. I'd shoot a music video. I'd get one of these apps that help you edit music videos. And there you have a music video, because it's all about what the public feel. They have to feel the music. You know, you have to be able to do it fast, do it yourself, and put something out that people are going to touch before you start investing crazy amount of money. Because what you'll start finding is, like many businesses, you'll put money up and then you realize within the first year you didn't make much of a profit and you get frustrated for that. So instead, you know, to cut a lot of your costs off, you should hone your craft, not just in your skills of MCing or whatever. You also have to hone your craft in marketing, and you start to slowly, gradually find yourself doing those things if you're truly passionate. And I found myself truly passionate about it. I was at first passionate about just rapping, and then once I got into the business, I realized that, oh no, now I gotta get into the marketing game. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I gotta go into the producing game. Oh no, I gotta learn how to make merch. Oh no, I gotta learn how to shoot my own videos. But guess what? The whole market, everybody caught up with each other, because now everybody has to do it themselves at this point. So yeah, man, just shoot your content, be consistent, and have fun. Most importantly, have fun, because if you're not having fun doing this, you might as well quit. You might as well find something. And if you're doing it for the money, I could find you several jobs that get you a lot of money, and it could save you all the trouble with this. Because this is not the business for that. You know, I truly love creating. I love being innovative. I love making music. I love studying the past, and seeing where we go. And I love contributing into the space.
Yeah, man. I think you said it all. Like, you got to be passionate about it. And you gotta be able to take risk also and understand how the game works, you know. When you're passionate individuals, man, like, I mean, you know, especially now with the modern technology, you can do everything. And people can see if you're actually having fun and the stuff is authentic. Because we've seen a change even in music videos now. Like, some music videos that are made with phones, they are making 100 millions of views and people don't even realize it. You know, you don't need to do everything crazy like back in the day. As long as it's authentic and the music is good and people can see that you had fun doing it, I think that's all you need.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from what I'm seeing, it's funny you mentioned something, right? The guys that are shooting with their phone, they're going viral. They're getting millions of views. Meanwhile, the guys, ironically, the guys that are using all the professional cameras and getting the best of the best of everything, they're not getting as much engagement, you know? And this is exactly why I would suggest to younger artists to kind of shy away from that. And I think many of them, not even strategically, subconsciously do the same thing, because they're on TikTok and they're seeing people blowing up for a whole lot less, you know? So you gotta have fun with it. And, you know, and I just think when something is simple, simplicity always works. You know, simplicity always works. The music has gotta hit. I don't care how dope your video is. I don't care how conceptually cool it is or whatever. If it's not hitting, no one cares. Everyone's gonna hit. If you're going to look at your analytics, you're going to look at the retention rates, and you're going to see, oh man, they only stuck around for 10 seconds. And this is why I say stick to your camera phone, because at the very least, you could say, you know, you made something, you had fun with it, and you didn't burn a hole in your pocket.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's the same thing even for movies, you know, cinema. Like, people are tired of seeing shit with CGI all over the place, you know, like you know, people want to see authentic stuff. I think that era of showing out too much, I think it's, we're over with it, you know?
Oh, 100%. And I mean, you being from France, I mean, you guys are innovators with films. So you already know, like, you real authenticity, that's what it's all about. I mean, we're in an era, you're talking about movies, CGI, superhero movies every season, you know what I mean? No disrespect to all my superhero fans, but, you know, after a while, you kind of get tired. You want to hear and feel and see a real story, you know? And funny you mentioned about films. You know, I said this to one of my peers. I said, yo, people complaining about music videos. Music videos is at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to actually shooting something. I mean, a music video on its basic level is 2-3 locations with B-roll sequenced in between. Yep. That's a music video. If you think this is hard, try shooting a film. Talking about films, try shooting a film. Try shooting an independent film. No crazy budget. Even that is a lot of money, and it takes a lot of concentration and a lot of discipline and a lot of people involved. A music video is, on its basic level, subject and somebody holding the camera. Then after that, post edit. You know? So pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Yeah, you just put, mix the video with the song on the, in the background, and that's it. But when you're doing movies, man, just hundreds of takes, you know, you gotta have sound effects, you know, like if you slam a door, you gotta put that effect in there. You know, like, it's work,
you need an
man.
Editor. You need an editor that's gonna sit down and take your footages and put it together nicely. You need audio. You need someone with a boom mic to be able to pick up this audio because the camera's not going to be able to pick it up. It's so many. And then of course, there's a budget. You have to pay all of these people, you know? Yep. You need a story. You need someone who's going to be able to write this story, whoever the person is. It's a lot, man. It's a lot.
It is a lot of work, man. Shout out to all the filmmakers out there. Shout out to all the artists making dope art anyway, you know? And you as an artist, like, what was the biggest challenge that you had to face?
The biggest challenge, man, I had a couple of challenges I had to face, but I mean, the biggest challenge I think that I had to face was, obviously, I came into the game, you know, and the field of entertainment is very much like race-based, right? Let's not beat around the bush. And then walking into the space of hip hop, being the fact that I'm of Middle Eastern heritage and like descent, right, there's always this, you know, unusual suspect factor when I was first starting out, like, who's this guy, what is he about? And sometimes you have to play along with certain narratives to be able to get some shine, get some light. So, you know, when I was first starting out, you know, I used to always present myself. One of my first marketing tactics was always, you know, yo, what up, I'm Shah Leezy, the king of the Middle East. Like, that's how I used to always present myself to people, because I knew when I would say something like that, it would already, like, you know, ears would perk up, like, king of Middle East, what? Yo, you better be nice. You better be dumb nice saying something like that. So then they would hear me rap and it would be like, oh, okay. And then slowly that identity started to build more into, oh yeah, that's the Middle Eastern guy, blah, 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 who can rap really good, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, then, but with that, right, there's a trade-off, right? Because then as I grew into my artistry, you didn't want to just be the Middle Eastern guy. You wanted to just be the artist. I want to be the artist because I want to be able to show you that I can stand with the best of them, you know? So that became my later fight as we treaded on into my career. And I think I've done a really, really good job at being able to stand alone in my artistry and being known first and foremost as my artist, as an artist, and not so much of like heritage and background. That's always gonna be a part of me, but that's not something that I wanna just put at the forefront. I want you to hear the music, hear my experience, hear my life, and be able to relate to it.
Mm-hmm. I think people, you know, when the content is dope, the music is dope, they don't care, you know, about where you're from or whatever, what heritage you have. They just hear the heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, they focus on something else. So you just kept it true to yourself, man. You're being authentic, making the music that you like. You don't want to do music for others. We can feel that it's something that, you know, you relate to in your lyrics. You know, shit is authentic. So you're just saying yourself, And that's how you keep a solid fan base, I think. People can see when you're a real guy, especially in hip-hop, man.
Sure.
Yeah. And now, you know, we talked about a lot of things, man, but tell me about what you got going on. I know you just dropped the song with Planet Asia. I've been playing that in the Mixtape Addict Show, but tell me about all the stuff you got going on, bro.
Oh, first and foremost, I want to thank you for playing that record. It means a lot to me. I got the record Hung Jewelry. It's not my record. It's Planet Asia's record. And I was grateful to just even be invited on the record with Planet. You know, he's just like triple OG in the game, like legendary underground rapper. Yep. And just the fact to have somebody like that on your side and just holding it down for you and giving you an opportunity and multiple opportunities, I should say. It feels great, you know what I'm saying? That I shot the, and by the way, sidebar, I shot the music video for that record, Hung Jewelry. Nice. And you know, it's done really good numbers and it's gotten great engagements. I'm happy to be a part of it. I was also invited to be on my man DJ Infamous Amadeus of the Punchline Academy. I was able to be on his single with Tom LG. The song is called Halal, and it's done really well as well. I thought it was a really dope record. And then this Friday I just dropped my new album, Fifth Chamber Philosophy, which is out now on all streaming platforms. I got a single with Planet Asia on my project as well, called The Boy Who Solved the Universe. Very dope record. I'm appreciative of all the support that I'm getting for it. And I've gotten a lot of great feedback so far. It's only been like 2-3 days, but a lot of people are giving me great feedback for it. And we're going to continue to come hit y'all with more visuals and stuff. I got more visuals that I shot that I'm about to put out throughout the rest of the week. And I'm going to be shooting more.
Dope, dope. So I forgot about that. So you make beats, you rap. I bet you engineer too. You shoot your own videos. You're a man of many hats. It's not even triple threat no more, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to. You know, I feel like I'm not the only one that does it, but I feel like I'm the only one that's really broadcasting it like that for the masses, because I want people to really see that this is what independent really looks like, you know, because there's a lot of dudes that they scream independent, but the reality is they got a deal behind closed doors. They got secret marketing companies dropping bags. I mean, you know, I'm privy to this information because I've been in the business long enough to know what's what. I don't have secret marketing companies dropping bags for me. I'd love to have that, but I don't. Right? Like, I'm not gonna even lie to you. Shout out to the folks that do have it. But I don't have that. But what I'm showcasing is, like, I love to do this, and this is what real independence looks like. You have to do a lot of it on your own. And if you don't want to do it on your own, then you got to pay somebody to do it. And I feel like for myself, for as long as that I've been doing this, I've understood the 360 process of what it takes to create music and put it out, right? Like, I worked out of recording studios. That's how I learned how to engineer. When you learn how to engineer, you subconsciously teach yourself how to produce and make beats. It's just all kind of like simultaneous. It works together, you know?
Yep.
And then of course I came into the game rapping. That was natural. I've been rapping since I was a little kid. So the engineering aspect was just working out of studios, then learning how to produce, then working on actual music videos, working behind the scenes, working with directors, learning the process of how shooting music videos work, paying for my own music videos and learning how that process works, till I eventually was like, okay, now I'm gonna get my own camera. And then I dedicated a whole year to just shooting my own visuals and then teaching myself how to edit, the art of editing and stuff. And people think it's really hard, but I just feel like if you're intellectually curious about this process and passionate, like people claim they are, it's not going to be difficult, because the access to information now is 50-50. And, you know, you want to learn how to make beats like, you know, King Flo, then, you know, you can go on Google. You can go on Google and literally type it in. You can go on YouTube and type in how to make beats like blah, blah, blah. And they will literally go through a whole process with you on how to do it, you know?
Yep.
And I've just been such a fan. Also, like, I'm an audio geek too. Like, I'm an audio nerd. Like, I love equipment. I love playing with equipment. And, you know, some of my good peers and friends, also that I make music with are producers. So I've had the luxury of being able to play beats for them and them critiquing and giving me feedback. And then I was able to learn a lot from that process and be able to hone my craft at it ultimately.
Yep. But it's not everybody, you know, that has this mindset, that hustler mentality that you have, because a lot of people, they're going to be lazy, you know, but you want to feel creative and you want to learn about new things. So I think everything is linked. You know, you've been an engineer, so that gives you a link to production. And then when you do production, you can go into video edition, because if you look at it, the software is pretty much the same, you know. It's like you playing, instead of just audio, it's video with the audio, and you make it work.
You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, and the same thing I always say, like, tracking out vocals is very similar to shooting a music video, right? Because I always say it's 99% performance, 1% mic. So if your performance isn't good on the record, it doesn't matter what you throw on the post of post-production. It don't matter, because if it's a shit performance, it's going to sound shittier with the EQs turned up on it too, right? And the same thing goes for a music video. You know, you need a dope, you need a location that embodies whatever you're feeling, and then you need a good performance, because if you have those two, after that, you know, the post edit is just going to be beautiful. It's just only going to enhance whatever it is. So yeah, I mean, you realize when you go into this stuff, it's, they're all interconnected in a way.
Yep, it's making art, man. You know, it's all about what you have in your head before having all the gear. And, you know, I've seen some dudes in super expensive studios, and they make me listen to beats or tracks that they made, and the shit was whack. So, you know.
Man. And it's funny you mentioned that, because I've heard people make gold, literally gold, with the most simplest stuff, you know, that you would have never imagined. And then, like you said, I've heard people with the most expensive equipment, and they don't know how to use the equipment, and it sounds like trash. You know what I mean?
But
you have to know, whatever it is you purchase, whatever equipment you have, you have to know how to utilize it and maximize it, because if not, you're going to end up selling it.
Yep. That makes me think of that Mad Lib video. I don't know if you heard about this one, if you've seen it on YouTube back in the days. He had a little sampler. He was in Brazil. He got a, you know, a vinyl and just sample in that little ass sampler, and he made some crazy shit. And that was a video from maybe 15 years ago. So that shows you the greatness is not about how you, or the material that you have. It's all about what's in your head. Same guy, Mad Lib, he had a Grammy Award making beats on the iPad. So, you know.
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, like I said, it just goes down to technique and knowing your equipment.
Yep, real talk, man. And we're almost at the end of this convo, bro. Do you have any last words for your fans across the globe that's been listening and supporting you?
Yo, man, shout out to all the fans out there that's bumping my new music, Fifth Chamber Philosophy, out now, man. Your boy out here, Shy Leezy, we live with my man King Flow, the Mixtape Addict. Yes, we sir. Out here in France, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm going to pull up out there to y'all. You in Paris?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm like 4 hours away from Paris, but I'm in France. You know, if you're out there, you let me know, bro.
All right, bet. Yeah, definitely, man. Let's definitely coordinate, man. I'd love to do a show out there. I just finished doing a show out in Portugal and things. I'm doing a little Europe and things. And I'd love to come out there and bless the fans out in France and things. Make it real, keep it real hip hop, man. I know y'all hip hop is crazy out there. You heard?
Yes, sir. We like the authentic shit. You know, it's coming back out there too, man. People are tired of the bullshit.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, my man. Well, take care. That was a pleasure to have you on the show, bro.
Yo, it's been a pleasure. Yo, thank you so much for having me. King Flow, Mixtape Addict. Y'all already know, man. It's the boy Shy Leezy, Fifth Chamber Philosophy, out now. Stream that, run it up, shyleezy.com. We got vinyls, physical CDs, cassettes, all of that, man. Come out and support. We outside, baby. Let's go, baba.
Yes, sir. Peace, bro. Take care.